Hi everybody, welcome to another Classic Game Time. Today we're going to be playing Zelda. And you can see the video of the gameplay at my video channel, the Classic Game Time video channel, which you can find at scm.sdf.org. And you'll also be able to find the audio there of today's show, the audio that's being featured on radio. So why don't we get to it? Let's play some Zelda. So I haven't played this game in a while. It is one of my favorites, that's for sure. And for those of you who don't know, I'm DJ SCM. I have a show called Gray Selections and Gray Reflections. Those are electronic music shows. You can also find out more about them at scm.sdf.org. Alright, so we're off. The great thing about this game is that I've played it enough that I don't think I'm going to be needing any hints. And also for those of you who don't know, I'm attempting to beat or win all officially released North American Nintendo Entertainment System games. I'm probably going to bounce around. Well, actually, not probably. I am going to bounce around from game to game as I play. As I do the show, I'm going to bounce around from game to game and not really focus on one. Do a different one each show. And probably get more serious about one once I'm making some real progress. Try to see that game totally through at that point. So most of the time, the games that are going to be featured on are going to be, they're going to be first time playthroughs. So I get really good at one particular one, and then I will make an attempt to. I might play it a few shows in order to beat it. So I just visited a old lady who doesn't have much to say yet. And I'm just sort of venturing around, going after monsters. So, just trying to gather some hearts. I have a sword, so I'm getting ready to go into the first dungeon. Not doing so well as that beep indicates. I have half a heart left, so. Not so great, but I'm gonna try to get some hearts before I die and get myself to the first dungeon. Hopefully I can remember where that is. So. Oh man, I just set a bomb by accident. I don't have a boomerang yet. Okay, one more heart. Good. I'm getting there. Just need a few more hearts, and need a heart and a half, and I'll be where I need to be to Alright, now I just need half a heart. I'm good to go. Excellent, there we go. I have plenty of hearts now. I think... Boy, the dungeon's along this way here. Just gonna continue to walk through the forest here until I find it. That monster fish-like thing is such a pain with the spitting the fireballs. I think its name is Zola. Pretty sure it's Zola. If I remember correctly. These spinny, horn things. I don't remember the name of them, but they're pretty much a pain. Alright, and on to what I believe to be the first dungeon, which is a scary-looking tree. Going into the mouth of it. Yep, level 1 dungeon. Excellent. Let's see what we can do here. Attacking the skeletons with swords. There's a key. So I just got a key from one of the skeletons. Excellent. That area is clear, I think. Which is good. Colors are just really cool, I think, in Zelda. You know, it's sort of like a, I don't know, blue-gray, I guess you would call it, maybe? With a blue bats and other things. Well, I just opened the locked door. The thing that I noticed when I first played this game as a kid was how much it reminded me of certain Coleco games. If you've ever played Coleco games, there's some aspects to Zelda that reminds me of some of the dungeon crawlers that I played on Coleco. Of course, I felt then, and I feel now, that the gameplay is just really what made the Nintendo such a hit. Just was, you know, just was easy to play, I felt, you know, I feel, you know, than compared to, say, other systems. They seem to just do a great job between... The graphics were just good enough to be... You know, so you didn't have to work too hard with your imagination, but it wasn't... But, you know, they weren't... Complete realism, obviously. And so I feel like that balance with gameplay is what made Nintendo such a great system. Compared to, you know, the other systems that were out before it. And I think that's why I gravitate towards the old systems to play games even today. Just because I have to use a little bit of my imagination, but it's not I don't feel like it's also that much of a stretch, if that makes sense. Whereas, like, the new systems are just trying to be realistic. And, I don't know, to me, games, the reason why I play games is to escape reality. But everyone's, you know, different about that. Some people like the realism of games, or games that show things that happen in the real world. Alright, so I just reached a area where there's a older man, and he said that the Eastmost Peninsula is the secret. I can't remember if there's any areas where I need to use a bomb to get to other rooms. A bomb on the wall. I just got the map, so I think I'm just gonna go through and make sure that I've touched upon all the areas. Because if there's a room and I haven't been in it yet, then that will mean that there needs to be a bomb used in order to get access to it. These boomerang throwing monsters, I think once I kill them off, we'll have I'll receive a boomerang to use for myself. Yep, and I did. So I've got my boomerang, and that sound you just heard was an achievement. Oh no, Blue Hand grabbed me, hurt me, and brought me back all the way to the beginning of the dungeon. Well, this is a good opportunity to investigate and just verify that I've hit all the rooms. If there are any secret rooms that I haven't explored yet. So far, so good. Keep exploring the various rooms. Oh, I need to switch, or I want to switch to the boomerang. There we go. Now that I have it, I can kill bats with just the boomerang instead of having to use a sword. Just to go over to the right here, just to make sure I haven't missed any rooms along the way. Oh man, now I've got a whole heart missing instead of half a heart. Can just get hit by one of the skeletons. Now I'm killing off these bats. Well, so far I don't think I've missed a room, although, oh, I see one. So in this room with the skeletons, the map is showing a room above me here, but there's no door there, so I think that's where I can place a bomb to create a hole to get to that room. So I'm gonna switch to a bomb here. See if it works. And it did! There we go! Next room. Okay. These little slimes I need to kill off. Should be able to do that fairly quickly. Excellent. Left or right? Looks like the boss is all the way to the right, so I'm going to go left here to see what these other rooms have to offer. More little slimes. Okay. Yep. Got another one. Alright, excellent. I'm gonna slide this stone so I can open the door. I got the secret door open. Or the door open. Oh, I've already been here, right? Forgot. Well, if you're someone who gets annoyed with someone who sort of repeats areas, well, you probably don't want to watch my gameplay. I like to redo things and really make sure I'm very thorough. Alright, half a heart. Excellent. Some of the strange boomerang throwing monsters. Just get a key. So go to the left here. Oh, and then there's these spiked booby traps. So you gotta move fast, set them off, and then move so you don't get hurt. Oh, not like that. I just got hurt. Trying to move this brick out of my way so I can get access to the stairs. How do I do that? There we go. Alright, now I'm in this area. This white brick with the white this ladder looks very Coleco. Alright, excellent. I have the bow now, although I'm not doing well. I only have one heart left. Got the last of the bats. So that's another achievement down. Don't want to get hurt by these booby traps. Okay, excellent. Well, I have one heart left, and I'm headed to the boss. I think I should attempt to get some hearts here so that I don't die. Not sure how many hearts I'm gonna find fighting these monsters in this dungeon. Look around for some. I sort of feel like I should just go leave this dungeon, go get some hearts from the outside, and then come back and finish this off. Oof. Keep going the wrong way. I could try to kill these skeletons and see if they have a heart, but I don't think they care hearts very often. We'll see. They have jewels, that's for sure. Yeah. I'm gonna keep going and go outside the dungeon and see if I can grab some hearts. I'm gonna go back in the dungeon and try to finish off the last guy, the last monster, the big boss. Alright, so we're back outside, and looking for hearts. I know around here somewhere there's a fairy that will give me hearts. Alright, excellent. I freed a fairy. Oh, of course. I can't have full hearts. No. That's not allowed. I have to get hit at least once. Try to get some hearts here and then go back to the dungeon. It would be cool to have done this run without losing a life once. Just want one heart. Just one more. That's all I want. Great. That's not making much progress. I need to remember where... I think where the, special places that you can go and get your health, your hearts on back, is in a pretty treacherous area anyways, so that's not really much of a help. Alright. Okay, so now I have half a heart. Now if I can get back to the dungeon without getting harmed, I'm good to go. Right? That's right. Of course, Zola spitting fireballs at me out of the water is not helpful. Come on now! I just got my hearts back. Now I'm down to half a heart again. And I'm dead. Oh man. Why me? I could have had... I should probably save my progress. I'm gonna save it and then I'm just gonna pick up. You know... I could have had a no-death run there, and I blew it. Oh well. At least I have full hearts now, and I can go back to the dungeon and try to get that done. These rock... So, the way it looks is like these monsters are rock spitting, but I think, if I remember by the artwork that they, so it was interesting, so like Nintendo, you know, put out artwork, concept art, you know, the artwork of the game, and concept art or whatever, and, you know, what these monsters are supposed to look like versus what they actually look like in the game. I can't remember if those guys who send rocks flying your way are supposed to be, are supposed to be actually spitting them out, or I think in the concept arc they're throwing them. Oh man, oh come on. I need that fairy. Please. Yes. Alright, full of hearts. I'm ready. Time to take this boss out in the dungeon. I am ready. So, off we go. I don't know why I'm bothering trying to fight these guys. So for those of you who may have never played Zelda before, I'm in the wrong place here. Every boss in the dungeon has a certain weakness. And so, you know, when you're first playing this game, you just learn about the weaknesses through hints that the game gives you, or just through your own discovery, or in my case, some of the time, through Nintendo Power, which I had a subscription to, for sort of hints on how to deal with the end bosses. I think no, I gotta watch out for those blue hands. No! Let go of me. This brought me back to the beginning again. Yeah, so I discovered many of the end boss's weaknesses on my own, I think, but in Zelda anyways. Alright, we're getting back to the boss here, slowly but surely. I only have a 1.5 hearts as opposed to the 3. Okay, I'm not gonna let these hands get me again. Alright. Here's the boss. Of course, I'm not equipped. His weakness is, he doesn't like smoke, the smoke of a bomb. Well, no, it's not smoke of the bomb, it's just that the bombs do a lot of damage to him. And I did it. That was it. Defeated the boss. And I have a new heart container. Sweet. And it's time for the Triforce piece. There it is. Another achievement. Unlocked. Got the Triforce piece. Excellent. And what's great about the game is that once you beat a dungeon, when you leave the dungeon, you leave with full hearts. I need to change to boomerang here. So dungeon number 1's done. So it's now time to it's now time to find dungeon number 2, although I'm not sure where that is exactly. I'm gonna do a little exploring and see if I can find it. I sort of feel like I'm not in the right place, but so I'm sort of in the desert here, taking on some spinny horned monsters that are popping up out of the desert. I had a clock. I was able to get a clock, which stopped them from moving, which is helpful. I just feel like I'm in the wrong place. Here's a fella who wants to sell me stuff. And of course, in the merchants in the game are not created equal. Some of them want to sell you things for a lot of money, and others Less money. So I can't remember where the cheapest. I think this merchant here is probably one of the cheapest, and eventually I do want to upgrade my shield. But I'm gonna save it here just so I can Oh, I can't save it because I haven't died. That's right, you can't save until you die. Just keep playing. I don't really feel like I should be in this part of the woods. These dog-looking, like, best way to describe them is bulldogs throwing. Bulldogs walking upright, throwing spears. They are tough in the forest here. Especially the blue ones, which take 3 hits, whereas the red ones take 2. I think I'm close to where the fairy is. No, there's a fairy in the woods somewhere who will just give you a bunch of love, basically. Oh boy. Gotta get out of here. Gotta find somewhere safe. Safer than here. Not doing so good, I only have 1 heart left. Okay, do I have fire yet? I don't. So this bush here? This bush leads to a secret. Something, I don't remember what. But I don't have fire, so I can't. Can't do anything with it right now. I really just need to get out of these woods and find some safety. Some relative safety. Now I'm dead. Okay, well, at least on the bright side, I can save and then continue. All right. Onwards. All right. I love it when I free a fairy. Love getting my hearts back up to where they should be. But this merchant here. Yeah, notice the shield's 160. That's 3D. I guess Sue call. I think they're called rubies in the game. 30 rubies. Maybe gems. I don't know. But they're 30 more. And here. Oh, yeah, I can buy some fire, which is 60. I think that's the same at the other merchant. I'll have to go look. Let's see. He has cheaper shields. I sort of feel like I should save up for a shield first before I buy fire. So let's see what this merchant. So, just keep on wandering through the woods here. I'm not really concerned about where the next dungeon is, because I really want to upgrade my shield. Oh, that's the lady who doesn't talk. Level 2. Not sure where it is. Or dungeon 2. Maybe this way? Oh, look what I found. I found the fairy spot where you can have all your health, all your hearts brought back up. Now, the funny thing about the Nintendo games, you know, if you ever played, you would remember Slowdown. Slowdown was when they had so many enemies, all of a sudden things just, especially in Zelda, I remember it being really noticeable. The game just sort of slows down. It's like the programmers are really maxing out the hardware on the maxing out the hardware in the Nintendo. So this is a secret spot. It's a it's a body of water surrounded by bushes, and I think a whistle or something like that dries out the water, and then there's stairs there or something. Could be wrong. It's great when you have full health and you can shoot your sword across the screen. Well, not doing much. I'm not finding much here, but I'm at least building up my making money, basically. Building up my money so I can buy the shield. Boomerang more on these dog-like things. They're pretty tough. Oh, did I find level 2 dungeon, or am I in a dungeon that I shouldn't be at? That's the question. These jumpy monsters are always by this dungeon. Our pain. You don't want to touch these, I guess you could call them sort of guardians next to the... Oh, yeah, see, I'm way ahead here. This is level 3 dungeon. Do not want to be here. Nope. Need to go find level 2. Yeah, so you don't want to touch these guardians. They activate when you do. So yeah, I'm going to touch one and then run away. And they come after you. They're pretty strong. So... yeah. More monsters in the forest. Rock throwing monsters. Yeah, let's get serious, and now that we have full hearts, and go look for dungeon number 2. get that done. I'm thinking it's gonna be this way. Just keep on going through the woods, going after these mostly rock throwing monsters. Until I find number two. I think I'm getting warmer. Number two dungeon is this way. I was gonna say that didn't last very long. Full hearts, but I have them now. Up, slow down. Get another achievement. A lot of rubies. Ruby bounty. So, I'm near the shore here, and there's a lot of. This is a different area. There's a lot of rock throwing monsters and the spinny horned monsters. I used to have a when I was a kid, and I had Zelda. Oh, there's a secret here, I think. I think I can put a bomb. Is it this one? No, not here. Further up, there's a place where I can put a bomb, and it will open up. There'll be a secret. Alright, so here's the merchant that I think has the cheapest goods. Although, I'm not sure about those arrows, but I think the bomb and the shield's cheap. But I think there's a secret up here, maybe? Over here? Where is it? I'm not exactly sure. I'm going to get my boomerang. So I'm kind of hurting now again. Got 1.5 hearts. I need to play a little bit better. Slow down. Well, now I have half a heart. There are just a lot of monsters this sort in this area. And I'm dead. Awesome. Okay, well, I'll save. Continue on. The cool thing about Zelda is that, you know, after you lose, you don't lose anything that you've gained previously. You know, in some games that happens. You're able to have all of your, all of the money you've earned. Yeah, so what I was talking about was that when I got Zelda years ago when I was a kid, it came with a poster. It was a map. And I loved it because, you know, I could I could literally, like, look at this map of the Zelda world and very easily know what direction to go in the game, which was really handy. It was a really cool thing. That's the kind of thing I think that's missing from, you know, these new games. You know, you don't, like, whatever happened to the gamer, to the game add-ons, right? You know, the posters and all the other cool stuff. Now everything costs extra, or... And I'm dead again. Playing a little bit too aggressive. I'm not going to bother saving, I'm just gonna continue. So I'm close to getting another shield, to having enough money for a shield, which I think I'm going to buy once I get to the new, to that merchant. Try to head over to that merchant again. And, buy that shield. So far, so good, though. Not sure I want to be here. But I haven't explored this area, so... There's lots of these jumping blue guys. This rocky, I mean, like, sort of a rocky area there. They tend to have a lot of goodies. A lot of gems and stuff. Rubies, whatever. Rubies, I guess they are. More spinny guys in the desert. Do I want to keep going in the rocky area here? I'm going to, just for fun. Just because I need the money. Wow, I'm really getting hurt with all these rocks. And Zola hit me with fireballs, that's not helping either. No, don't die. Cause I think I have just enough. Okay, great. I have just enough now to get a shield. Which I'm going to do. Alright, another achievement. Alright, so now that we've got the shield, just a bigger shield, just in time, right? I'm about ready to die. And Zola killed me. Save it and then continue. I kind of think the second dungeon's that way, so return there. I'd really like to have all my hearts back, though, if I could. Just need one more. Now, I think you get a special glove or something, and if you're strong enough, you can push these big rocks here. And that opens up a stairway. are these jumping blue guys here in the rocks, because they have a lot of rubies and stuff. Attack these red spinny horde guys. They always have a lot of rubies. Oh, gotta get that fairy. Come on, fairy, don't run away. Don't disappear. Oh, are you kidding me? Oh, I had a chance to have all my hearts back, and I missed the fairy and catch her in time. Bad boomerang skills. Hearts. The new shield's nice against these rock guys, but rock throwing monsters. But I'm already almost dead, and I'm in one of the hardest spots in the game, like where there's a lot of these rock throwers and stuff. Ah, and I'm dead again. It just never ends. Alright, I'm gonna continue on. Maybe avoid that area and just sort of look around elsewhere for a second dungeon. I would really like a candle so that I can light one of those bushes on fire. I think you get something really nifty. Heart away from full hearts. Yeah, this shield is really making all the difference. I think I know where level 2 is, and I think I know what I need to do. I need to get a raft and have the raft take me there. Is that level 2 though? I don't really know for sure. I do think I need to burn that one bush though and see what's there. Because I don't remember. Yep, more woods. More woods. More rock throwers and spear throwing bulldog like things. I'm getting bombs and stuff, but I really don't want bombs. Thank you. Oh, great. I have half a heart. And I'm dead again. Darn. Darn, darn. We continue on. And here we are, through the woods again. Alright. Just got the, fairy, so now I have full hearts. I still feel like I should be able to defeat those, all of those monsters near that merchant. I'm going to try to get to the top there again without dying. I have full hearts. I should be able, if I'm careful, I should be able to do it. Right now I'm just dealing with these blue jumping monsters in the rocks. Spinny horn, guys. Alright, got the fairy. Excellent. Oh man, got too aggressive there. Okay. These blue rock throwers are just a pain. Especially with those, they're not bad, but on their own, really, but it's Zola throwing fireballs. I'm just gonna move on just so I can try to get through this part. Almost did it without losing a heart. I mean, three hearts in this area is gonna be tough. Okay, I have three and a half. Cause I really want to go all the way to the top here in this spot. But I keep dying every time I get near this group of rock throwers. Okay, I'm at the top now. Just curious what's on the other side here. The one thing I love about getting the stronger sword is you can finally kill Zola. you can't kill Zola with just a what's up those stairs? I wonder. Yeah, I'm pretty sure I'm not supposed to be here yet. Oh no. These jumpers. Jumper. Ah. I really wanted to go in there. Ah, darn. Well, everyone, we're running out of time. Just noticed that. Thanks for tuning in. I really appreciate it, and I'm looking forward to doing this again next time. See you again.